Eurovision.
The journey to Eurosong 2024.
Hey, we're next in line.
Hi there, I'm Isabella Kearney.
It's Jay Yellow L.
Hey, I'm Erica Cody.
Hi, I'm Elsha.
What's up? It's Bambi Thug.
And you are listening to the...
And you're listening to the...
And you're listening to...
And you're listening to the...
And you're listening to the...
And you're listening to the...
Eurovision podcast.
Hello everyone and welcome to Virgin Studios here in Donnybrook, where we are at Eurosong 2024 and we are in preparation for tonight as six acts will be competing to represent Ireland at the Eurovision Song Contest in May.
We were here.
We are excited. Hopefully we are going to catch a glimpse and a chat to some of the six acts.
I'm
very excited. And let me tell you, the late night set is very different to what we're used to for Eurosong, so be excited. Very different. We obviously have the main stage lined up, which is very big, and it's actually a stage this year. Over to our right, we have a studio set up with four chairs, Lou.
The same chairs as last year.
We have four panelists this year, which will be interesting.
Probably no twins.
No twins. Maybe not. And then behind us, we have these kind of like dining chair situation set up, which is really, really cool. So it's going to be very, very cool. But yeah, stick around for the rest of the
coverage. We finally got our mic working properly. Thank God. But before we get chatting to the acts, we want to reveal the official running order for Eurosong 2024. So sit back, relax, and here it is. Eurovision. Or did I just dream, or are you tired of the highs and lows? Take you home if you're out there freezing. Let me be the fire when your heart's gone cold.
Said it's crazy, you know. So I'm minding the business that pays me, you know. Living off of filler rolls and savings, you know. Now I'm breaking in the door, I raise the alarm, yeah. See, I was way too nonchalant, raise the false alarm. Dodge the bullet, mashallah, aimed across my heart. Find I'm always doing this again, man, this is not the start. Approached it with discipline and the way you walk, the way you dress, you can say whatever, cause you say it best, and I swear I'll never mess this up, cause I'll never find a love like us. I can wash your lips, take off.
No one can love me like I do. No one can touch me, touch me.
Hello everyone, we have Isabella Kearney, Aussie Irish girl with her song Let Me Be The Fire. Isabella, how are you? We're in the late late, it's
I
real.
I know, it's real, we're actually here, isn't that wild?
It's hard to believe, like so many weeks leading up to this.
Yeah.
Your song is a banger.
Thank you.
You sing Let Me Be The Fire.
Yes.
Are you going to bring the fire into the studio?
Girl. Oh yeah.
Tell me more.
Yeah. Well, we've been hammering in the rehearsals.
Okay.
And I think we've really got some good energy. The band is so cool.
Yeah.
It's like a girl band and it's, yeah, I'm really, really happy with it.
So all female members?
All female.
Can you give me colors?
Red
for the fire. Amazing. And if you could just describe your performance in three words, what would you say?
Fun, energetic and powerful.
Amazing. We can't wait to see it. And of course you have very strong links to Ireland.
Yes,
you've
yes,
lived here
yes,
on and off
yes.
between here and Australia. Tell us how you found being back and really being thrust into the middle of Ireland and Irish TV and music.
It's felt so good. It's felt everyone has been so kind. Just like hanging around with wonderful Irish people, like, and just feeling at home and feeling my kind of roots come out in that. It's been emotional. Like, I think it's going to be emotional, like, leaving and going back to Nashville, because it's like, yeah, it's just been really beautiful, actually. Yeah.
Amazing. And we know, of course, you've worked with, you know, some Australian artists.
Yes.
Who've had their place in Eurovision. Yes. History, very yes. important people.
Yes.
Is there anything you've picked up from your time working with those people that could help you for Eurovision mm-hmm. in Malmö?
I think you just have to be confident. You have to believe in your song. I think that's the most important thing, and I do believe in my song, so.
Amazing. Yeah. We can't wait to hear it. Before we let you go, can yes. you tell us why you think you should represent Ireland in the Eurovision Song Contest 2024? I know it's a difficult one to sum up.
No, I think I should represent Ireland because I'm going to do a really good job. I was about to swear there. That's how passionate
swear.
I am.
Swear.
I know I'm going to do a really good job. I'm going to make Ireland proud, so yeah.
Amazing. Isabella Kernan, thank you so
you.
Much.
The Journey to Eurosong 2024.
Hello everyone, and we are here at Eurosong 2024, and I am joined by a very, very special guest, Bambi Thug.
Hi, how are you?
It is so nice to meet you in person.
It's so nice to meet you in person. I know, I saw the two of you, I was like, yeah!
Hi!
Welcome to the Late Late Show studio. Thank how are you feeling? We're finally here. Are the nerves kicking in, or are you okay?
I'm okay. I think maybe, I don't know, I kind of dissociate from my feelings most of the time when I do things like this, so I could be nervous, but I wouldn't know actually myself.
Nerves are good though, nerves are good.
Yeah, I think
it means
it's,
you care.
I do care. I'm more concerned about, am I breathing properly, because I'm wearing such a corset all the time. I'm like,
can we talk about the outfit? How amazing yes, is please. This? Is this what you're going to be wearing on stage or no?
No. I would never give that away, but I have to serve you all the time.
Of course.
I can tell you who made it. This is a crown by Paul McSpecial, who's a designer from Cork. This is by Ouch Boy, this chainmail thing. This is by an artist called Lemonia, this kind of like bloody latex. And then my mom's dress inside. Uh-uh. I'm always wearing my mother's clothes. I'm always stealing them.
That's amazing. And we got to say congratulations because you won our mock Eurovision Eurosong vote yesterday.
So much.
How did that make you feel?
It was awesome. I mean, I don't want to get my hopes up, but I'm like, please, Ireland, will correct you. Just listen to them. No, it was really nice. I heard it when I was on the train for my 3-hour journey. Yeah, I was like, I'm listening to this. Late. And I'm really grateful. And it was really nice. I was nervous listening to it, though. I was like, please.
The results are coming in. Get ready.
So, yeah, thank you so much.
And can you give us any hints about your staging for tomorrow night?
My dancers are beautiful. I saw the graphics today, they're stunning.
You happy with it?
I'm happy with them. And my costume is giving like French maidy witch Irish dancing-y bull.
Ooh. Interesting. I say a lot of our listeners will be excited to hear those little details. And finally, I know we talked about it on the podcast, but what would it mean for you to represent Ireland at the Eurovision Song Contest?
It would mean everything to me. It would mean everything to myself as an inner, like my little inner child queer. Like I don't know, I feel like I'm my biggest competition, and I just really want to do myself proud and Ireland proud, and I think we need to push queer voices, and I think I'm the perfect wild card and the perfect queer voice for you to put on a big stage, because I know what I'm doing.
Well, best of luck for tomorrow night.
You
will smash it.
Thank you.
The Journey to Eurosong 2024.
Hello everyone, we are here at Eurosong 2024 in RTÉ Studios preparing for tonight's show, and I'm delighted to be joined by JLOL. I'm Toshin.
Toshin, that is me. Hello, how are you?
How are you? You're the guys on the stage tonight. I'm fine. Are you guys nervous or
buzzing? No, nerves don't exist.
Nerves, no.
You're pros.
We're absolutely excited.
We've been in the game for a while.
Even apart from that, you know when you bring a kid to a playground, the kid is not nervous to play, and this
we're
is just our playground. We're excited. We can't wait to get on those monkey bars and those seesaws.
And be swinging
and bouncing and all of that, and that's exactly what we're about to do in Sweden. Let's go.
You were saying earlier about your flight. You have your flight at 7 a.m. tomorrow?
Yeah, 7 a.m.
Yeah, when did you send me the boarding passes?
Yeah. It's in your email.
Yeah, we got our boarding passes.
Email. Maybe check your spam as well.
Malmo.
It's in there.
Malmo, April. That's the one?
Yeah.
Very
all good.
Good
to go.
Very good. Now, can you talk to us about your staging? Because we'll see you tonight, obviously, but little hints and teasers. You've got dancers, I believe.
I mean, I just feel like it's a little bit unfair because one of our dancers is actually your best mate. I just feel like...
He's the voice of our podcast. He does our intro. The worlds collide.
I just feel like you got a little bit of insider information that everyone else didn't get.
In fairness to him, he has kept his mouth shut.
He has, and he's, you know, and everybody has just been so... amazing on this whole experience, and I couldn't be prouder of the team we've put together. I couldn't be more excited or more confident, and we are just ready to rock and ready to put on the greatest show that the world has ever seen.
Yes, the world. Did you hear that?
I'm loving your jersey, your knitted jumper, Irish, green, white, and Irish. Green, white, and Irish? Green, white, and orange. What's your relationship with you? What's your relationship like with Eurovision? We spoke to JLOL on the podcast a bit, but what's your relationship with Eurovision? Are you been a fan?
I've been a fan for a while. I've definitely have a connection with Eurovision, you know, watching it year to year. It's kind of like a traditional thing where you sit there with your family and your friends. So this year I was like, yeah, what are we going to do for the Eurovision? I'm on the Eurosong this year, you know, and I will be at the Eurovision as well. So I already have my plans for the Eurovision 2024.
Our flight's already booked.
Our flight's been booked.
Once we sort out the Airbnb, we're good.
We're good.
Accommodation is hard.
Are we getting a hotel? It's a hotel, sorry.
Come on.
Well, can I sneak in with you guys? Because I have no accommodation.
You know, if we have the space for you, I'm sure you can
take
it.
Thank you. I appreciate
LA will be
it.
There, so.
Yeah, LA, you hear that? You hear that? I'm coming with you. So what would it mean to represent Ireland? I know it obviously would be, you know, very, very important to you guys, but just in one word, how would it make you feel?
Proud. Extremely proud. I'll let her say her word and then I'll give my explanation.
I was kind of going to say pride as well. I'm not even copying you. It feels like I copy everything he does.
She
but
is just so unoriginal. It's crazy.
Unoriginal, baby I'm boy. Actually, look at my hair. He actually.
Can we get a referee?
No scrapping. It's all love. It's all love. Yes.
So finally, before we let you go, what do you want to say to our listeners at home? Why should they vote for you guys?
We just want to say an absolute thank you for paying attention to us two nutters. It's incredible every time people take us seriously because we don't take ourselves seriously. So that's funny. I just want to say thank you. I want to say you would be better served voting for us on the account of our looks, not our song. I'm joking. Please vote for our song because we have incredible music and Beautis is just so beautiful. And it's a song that can speak to the whole world, and that's exactly what we're trying to represent. Because Eurovision, be it as it may, let it be a competition. Everybody's representing their country, but really it's something for the whole song, for the whole country, for the whole world. It's a universal experience, and the whole community wants things that can speak to them, wants things that we can relate to and resonate with, and that's the power of music, and that's exactly what Judas represents, that's exactly what Judas signifies. So I'm so excited, and I'm sure Xoshin is too, because from the start of our journeys, representing Ireland has always been a part of the why we do it, you know what I'm saying? So this is just another literal way of doing it, but we do that every day. Every time we release music, my song being on FIFA 20, that's representing Ireland. That's not a win for me, that's a win for us. That's a win for the country, that's a win for Toast, that's a win for you. So when we win in Sweden 2024, that's not just a win for us, it's also a win for all of us, for you, and for everybody at home that loves good music.
Amen, hallelujah, amen.
You heard
hallelujah.
It here first. I've got to say, guys, if you win, you'd be the first ever acts of colour to represent Ireland. How much would that mean to you? It would be such a huge thing for you know, the Eurovision stage to see that, because it's such a huge part of our culture in Ireland.
Yeah.
How would that make you feel?
It would mean the absolute world to me, because I feel like we represent a modern Ireland. You know, I don't know if you've been seeing the ads on the back of the buses where it's like, we asked AI to draw an Irish man, this is not us. I've been seeing a lot of those recently. And yeah, you're right, because we are a modern Ireland. We are a multiplicity of ethnicities and cultures in this melting pot that we've become. And we couldn't be prouder to represent that. And I'm just super excited to be in the position to do so. I'm sure Toshin has something to say.
Exactly what he said. We are the modern Ireland, and we are a modern Ireland. And it's going to be the first time that it's going to happen for Ireland this year, where we are going to go and we are going to represent Ireland in Sweden.
Because we're not here to take part. We're here to take over.
Well, guys, best luck for tomorrow night. You will smash it. And make sure you vote, guys.
Vote. Judas, JLOL, Toshin,
let's go.
The journey to Eurosong 2024.
Hello everyone, I am so chuffed to be joined by Elsa, who is performing her song Gutobin on Eurosong 2024 tonight. Elsa, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good, I'm excited. Are there any nerves yet?
The nerves are gone now because I've realized I'm in it, so there's no room to be nervous.
You just have to go for it now.
Exactly.
And your look is gorgeous.
Thank you.
Tell us about your outfit.
This is kind of my general gig outfit. I always have like cobweb gloves.
It's not your taking out the bins outfit,
no? No, no. Well, it could be, you know, on a glam sort of day. Spikes. Pink spikes, and I have my nails done with my main doe tree, Karakuchi. She's shocked.
Oh, you've got the numbers.
Got the numbers.
Can you show those to the camera?
I don't know if that blurs or
no,
there.
I'm a nails girl, so I'm obsessed with that. Iconic.
Cobwebs, of course. Because we like cobwebs.
The oct is like particularly like metally, you know, the oct.
Yeah, it has to be.
Amazing. Can you tell us anything about your performance tonight? What can we expect to see? Colours, visuals?
A lot of colours, crazy visuals. We have tried to our best to make it like a Leaving Cert fever dream. You can expect exploding toilets, pink hurls, pink kegs. Yeah, all sorts of stuff is going on. I just hope you enjoy it.
Oh my goodness. So you're really kind of channeling that Irish language, Irish culture thing, right?
Yes, yeah, in a very fever dream chaotic way.
So it feels like this song has really shocked the fan community in a very positive way. How have you found all the feedback?
It's been overwhelmingly positive, and that's something I didn't expect, you know. So I've just been very grateful, and I've just been rolling with it and having the crack, and the fans have been so supportive, so I just hope I can make them proud.
Yeah. And even we heard Ray Darcy's reaction to your song after playing on the radio. It's just a big wow moment. But just coming from someone who speaks Irish as one of my main languages, I want to thank you. I love that it could potentially be going back to the contest for the first time in 52 years. That's incredible. Could you tell us your favourite phrase from Gutubbin?
Is far Gwelga Brista na Berla Clista.
Mine as well.
Because that's essentially what Gutubbin is about. It's all these broken Irish phrases scattered everywhere because, you know, so many people in Ireland, these are some of the only phrases they remember from school. And that's, it's sad, you know, but I hope that it brings, you know, light to the message behind it. As crazy as it is, but we're trying to nab attention to get people to research behind the message.
Bringing it up in a fun way and having your fever dream of a stage, which we can't wait to see. Finally, before we let you go, can you tell us and our listeners why you think you should represent Ireland in the Eurovision Song Contest 2024?
So, well, obviously, you know, the Irish thing. It would be great to get a second entry in Irish to Eurovision on that stage. Also, I think we've played it safe for far too long in recent years, and I think that we need to send something that spices things up, that's a lot of fun, that's like got a bit of metal, etc., whatever, and just something that shows that we're all about the crack.
I love it. Gutubbin. And one quick shout out to Pather, the best Eurovision fan and brother in the world.
He is. And Pather will be in the performance. So
we can't wait. Pather, we love you. Elsa, we love you. Thank you so much. And good luck.
Thank you so much.
Canary on tall lads.
The Journey to Eurosong 2024.
Hello everyone and welcome back to Donnybrook, and we are in the RT studios for Eurosong 2024, and I'm delighted to say we're the new band, 3Cs.
Yeah, sure are.
What's your name?
C-Cubed. I'm Connor D.
What's your name?
I'm Connor O.
And I'm Connor D. And we're the 3Cs.
Wait. No, we're the newest Eurosong entry.
Uh-oh.
Wait, you weren't meant to know about this. Sorry.
It's a secret.
Oh, no.
Are you cheating on us? Exactly.
Sorry to break it to you. No, these are next in line, and you guys are, of course, in the running to represent Ireland in the Eurovision Song Contest.
Sure.
How does it feel to be here?
Oh, it's an honour, it's a privilege. You know, we're so grateful to have been given this opportunity in the first place. The Eurovision, it means so much to us as a group. And for us to even have this opportunity to begin with, it means the world, and we're going to give it absolutely everything we have to hopefully convince the Irish public that we are worthy of their nomination, I suppose.
Their vote.
Yeah.
Harry.
Yes.
I saw your little weird look on the 6 o'clock show the other night. Yeah. Can you give us another one there?
that turned into
some sort of meme. I put it online and everyone was replying, being like, you look like Jim Halpert. So maybe that's going to be my new thing. Maybe, I don't know. If you see me on stage tomorrow night doing this, you know what's up.
And how have you guys found the buzz around things so far? Obviously, it's been a week or so since the song was released online. Yeah. How have you found the fan kind of engagement?
It's been absolutely amazing. Like, for the song to go in at number one on the iTunes charts was just something we never could have dreamt of. Like the support we're getting as well. It's just been surreal, to be brutally honest with you, Connor. Yeah, we can't thank everyone enough, honestly. It means the world to us.
The first ever Eurosong song before Eurosong to go to number one on the iTunes charts as well.
That's just what we do. That's just what we do.
With our first single.
Our first one. Yeah.
Joshua, yes. I'm coming to you because I feel like I could get an answer out of you.
Okay.
Give us any staging hints for tomorrow night.
He's praying on a week.
I've been watching your TikToks and I know that you guys have been, particularly you, have been very, no answers. But
listen, all I say is this hint is actually, it's relative. It's going to be out of this world.
Yeah. Oh, because we have got the world tonight.
Oh, okay.
Mickey Joe Hart.
Can we talk about that? Mickey Joe Hart. Noong, how does that feel?
I think it's unreal, like especially for the two boys, because they're a big fan of Mickey Joe Hart, and yeah, they made us love the song, so it's just unbelievable that he actually made the post supporting us, and he followed us on Instagram, which is unbelievable
like
as well.
WhatsApp group. Like,
I just remember actually when he initially followed the two Connors, I was just in the bathroom, I heard screaming. That's just like, what is going on? Yeah. They're like, he followed us!
I would say, honestly, top five greatest moments that I will ever experience in my lifetime.
Yeah.
And it's not number four, three, or two, or five. It's number one.
And of course, we want to know, do you have a message for the fans who might be sitting at home not knowing who exactly to vote for? Why should they vote for Next in Line?
I would say that obviously this year, the Eurovision being in Sweden, you know, it's the 50th anniversary of Waterloo and the ABBA song, so there might be an onus on pop songs a bit more than normal. Sweden, of course, the home of the likes of Max Martin, Dennis Pop, Jörgen Ellison, all these amazing songwriters, Cheiron Studios in Stockholm, the biggest pop songs in history, you know, One Direction, What Makes You Beautiful, I Want It That Way by the Backstreet Boys, all were written in Sweden. So they have a love of pop music and boy bands like nowhere else, so...
You're like a Wikipedia page.
Yeah, there. Yeah, I haven't been reading about it at all, in case you couldn't tell.
We call him Google, because it just knows everything.
But that would be, if you were to vote for us, we would represent you as well as we can. We give 110%. Yeah. So.
And one word each, what would it mean to you to represent Ireland?
One word.
Oh.
Phenomenal.
They're all linked together. Dream come true.
I was going to say an honour, if that works. I know it's two. Honour.
Yeah. No honour.
Everything.
I'm saying incredible.
Nice. That was the best one as well.
There we have it. These are Next in Line, and make sure you tune in tomorrow night to Eurosong. Thank you, lads.
Best of luck.
The journey to Eurosong 2024.
Hello, everyone. We are here in RT Studios for Eurosong 2024, and I'm joined by the fabulous Erica Cody. And can I just say, you look amazing.
That was a lovely intro. I'll take that.
No problem. You can give me the fiver later.
Give you a tip. Thank you.
How are you feeling to finally be here?
You know, it's been like a road, and
the journey
to Eurosong, literally. No, it's great to be here. We're just raring to go at this stage. You know, we've prepared a lot. We're just really excited. You know, performing is where I feel most at home and most myself. So, yeah, I'm just excited for everyone to see what we have in store.
And there's so much to talk to you about. Firstly, your choreography has been going around on TikTok. Every TikTok I swipe, it's your dance.
I can't believe it. Like, you always, every time I release a song, like, I always envision like a dance or something to do, because I love dance, obviously. Just in case you didn't notice. so to see people actually finally grabbing onto like choreography is nuts. I'm loving all the content, and there's videos every day. I can't keep up.
Can you talk to us about your dancers as well? Who will you be joined on stage by?
My boys, my little Cody gang. They're the best. We have Paul, we have Adam, we have Chris, and we have Dan. Yeah, and then my two creative directors, Kieran and Johnny from Locked Creative. So yeah, it's all go. They've been definitely whipped into shape and were pushed to their paces last night rehearsals, but we all have, and that's what gets the job done. So.
And can you give us a vibe on stage? What kind of vibe are you going for?
Ooh... smoky, fun, and energetic.
Love it. Yeah. Love it. It's got to be that.
Go big or go home. This is just like a tiny taste of what we have planned for Malmo. I'm looking for a plumber, by the way. If there's now any plumbers, yeah.
Plumber?
Yeah.
Oh.
Might need a bit of rain.
Oh, she's teasing.
Well, what can I say?
And talk to us about the song, because, again, like TikTok, every radio station I tune into... Love Me Like I Do is playing.
It's mad. And you know what? I always said if I was ever going to do Eurovision, it would always be with a song that represents me as an artist and where I'm at in my career. And this is just a song I kept coming back to and I was gravitating towards. I was navigating a breakup. Then my dog died. I was just like, what is the point anymore? And yeah, Love Me Like I Do really did pick me up. And then obviously I've been independent for like the last 8 to 10 years and I got my first record deal a month ago.
She's a universal gal now. Congratulations.
Thank you. No, it's great to finally have the support. You know, I think it's nice getting that kind of reassurance when you're grafting for so long. But yeah, the song, where was I going with that? I was saying something.
We're talking about the song being on the radio.
Sorry. And then January came and then all of a sudden they were like, we love the song and we're just going into it the same way we would do with any other single, you know, because that's what it's all about, you know. Look at the likes of Chanel, Lorraine, all those big hard hitters from Eurovision, and that's exactly the same way we're going into this. And it's in the pop capital of the world, so I'm like, why would we not send a big pop anthem?
Dead right, you know? Dead right. And talk to us about then the kind of, you know, the fan engagement for you, because fans have been loving the song. They've been streaming it
they
nonstop.
They really have, yeah.
How have you found that, being welcomed into the Eurovision fandom?
Oh, it's been amazing. You know, I think it's definitely its own tribe. And I've just been loving it. I've been listening. You know, I've always listened to my fan base and what they like to hear from me. So I'm loving all the unsolicited advice, by the way. No, honestly, like, they don't...
Oh, they don't care.
Care?
They'll tell you how they feel.
They'll tell you how they feel, and they have been. And listen, I'm listening. Don't be worrying.
What's the strangest thing someone said to you?
Strangest thing someone has said.
That you're just like, no, why? Why would I do that?
Sorry, someone said, change the song if you get through. And I'm like, why would I do a competition with a song and then change the song?
Euro song. That's not the song I'm doing.
And, like, you don't just, like, write a song and then it's produced and done. Like, it takes a lot of time and a lot of effort. But, like, with little tweaks, yeah, I'll absolutely listen to feedback and stuff on. But, I won't be changing the song.
And dead right, don't. It's an absolute
bop. I wouldn't do that to my cam.
And can we talk about it being played in the George?
We absolutely can. Speaking of,
we have to get you there soon.
We might have a little pop up tonight in the George.
Lou, we're going out.
Tonight?
The girls are out.
Oh.
I think the girls are out tonight.
I think we have to go out as well.
Yeah.
Oh, we look forward to it. And to wrap things up, how would it feel to represent Ireland at the Eurovision Song Contest?
Oh, Jesus, it would be amazing. Honestly, all jokes aside now, it would be a huge honour, you know, and to be potentially the first black Irish woman to ever do it.
Can we talk about that? That 100%. Would be such a milestone.
Yeah. You know what it is? Like, when I did Dancing with the Stars, I was really apprehensive to doing it because I wasn't sure if I was ready for a big beast of a TV show like that. I was used to people having opinions on my music, which is absolutely fine because music is subjective, but I didn't think I'd be emotionally capable and ready for people's opinions on me as a person without taking it too personally. And then I was like, do you know what, I'm going to be the only one to get in the way of my career and my happiness here when I can be learning how to dance for, you know, 4 months with a pro, that I can just take that and adapt that into my own career. So I was like, why would I self-sabotage myself? And then once I did it, I couldn't believe the reaction I was getting from parents and, you know, from their young black and brown kids, boys and girls, just being like, you've no idea what it's meant to my kid to see you on the stage doing what you do. And for me, that was Samantha Mumba. She was all I had. Yeah. You know, I really looked to the States for, like, all my influences because I'm half American and I thought that's all I had and all I knew because the lack of representation here. And then I had Samantha and she made me believe that I could really be something. If you see it, you believe that you can be it. To be that representation for Ireland and of a new Ireland, I think would be a total honour.
And then there's young kids being, oh, Erica Cody's my inspiration, so...
Yeah, it's mad. I have to say, it actually does kind of... It hits home.
Yeah.
That's what Eurovision is all about. It's like, it's a celebration of music. It's a celebration of, you know, doing something on the back of your country and representing your country. And I think it's really important we show and we represent what we are and who we are now.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, we've come a long way. And, to be the face of the new Ireland would obviously be fantastic. So, yeah.
And one word.
Yeah.
All I want is one word. What would it mean to you to represent Ireland in one word?
Full circle.
Oh. Love it. Well, Erica Cody.
A fantastic full circle.
Oh.
Yeah.
Lovely.
You know, I thought I'd be representing Ireland with a basketball jersey on my back, and then obviously I got injured, and I could potentially be doing it with a mic in my hand now, so who knows?
There we
who
go.
Knows?
Well, best of luck for tomorrow night.
Thank you so much.
You will smash it, and we can't wait to see what you do.
Thank you.
Hey, how are you? How are you? How's things?
Nice to meet you.
Good.
Patty. Louise.
How you getting on?
Connor.
Patty, what's happening?
Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
You looking forward to tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to tomorrow, actually. Yeah. It's I'm a bit older than you, so I'm in the Johnny Logan wheelhouse.
The golden year.
I'm in the golden years.
Yeah, I mean, like, look, if you're Irish and you're my age, this is your years, isn't it? So we sort of one for fun. It hasn't been great the last few years. I mean, since they brought in semi-finals and all of that stuff. I think we might have a song that could get to the final out of tomorrow night. I can't say who that is because it might be partial, but talk to me on Saturday and I'll tell you who I thought it was. So I kind of think you're only one good song away from the glory days being back, you know? So fingers crossed this might be the year. You know, I think that what we're trying to do with the studio here is sort of to try to make it, you know, a mini setup in terms of like a bigger performance stage and stuff like that for them. You know, hopefully that helps. I think what is going to be fun is that this place is going to be packed with like Eurovision nuts tomorrow night. So it's going to be a proper Eurovision atmosphere, I think. And hopefully this is kind of, you know, base camp for maybe a shot at the title. I would say in the current climate, any question about what's good value for licensed players, I mean, you know, I think if you look at the cost in terms of Send an Act, I think to bring the Eurovision back here, and if you look at the last time that we hosted it here, and that being a showcase for the best of what we do in this country in terms of culture and media and entertainment. If you look at what's happening in the film industry on this island, we're now world leaders. People come here to shoot stuff. So I would say if we could go and win and bring it home, it's a bargain.
Well, there we have it. The journey to Eurosong 2024 is about to finish. Oh, can you believe it? We're finally here. All what is left to do is to crown a winner. And of course, you have a say in that as well. Make sure tonight you vote for your favourite song and the song that you think will get Ireland back to success at the Eurovision Song Contest. One third of the vote is down to the public, so make your voices heard in tonight's vote. We spoke to all six acts. We've heard from our brand new host, Patrick Kilty, but all what is left for us to do is to go away and enjoy the show. We will be back very, very soon to dissect Eurosong 2024, how each act did, the results, and of course, we'll be chatting about our brand new entry for Eurovision 2024. We'll finally know who will be repping the tricolour for us in Malmo this May. But before we go, we just want to make sure that you are following us on all our socials. We have more Eurosong content over there, so make sure you head over there and check us out on Instagram at Eurovision Podcast, on Twitter at Eurovision Pod. Please, 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 if you have the time, leave us a little review and a 5-star review on Spotify and Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts so it can help other fans, particularly Irish fans, to find us and enjoy our content as well. And of course, a huge thank you to everyone who has supported us on Buy Me a Coffee this month. It is so much appreciated and it helps us to do interviews like Michael Keeley and Ryan O'Shaughnessy, Niamh Kavanagh in the podcast studios in town. So thank you so, so much if you have. And of course, if you would like to support us, head over to our link tree to support us there. But I guess for now, make sure to tune in to the Late Late Show Eurosong special tonight at 9:35 on RT1 and available on the RT player for international viewers as well. Enjoy the show and may the best act win. Best of luck to everyone competing tonight. And all we got to say is, slán go fóill.